Welcome to 2024 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
The vote will be the most important that the Senate has taken in a very long time to ensure America's future prosperity and security.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on the Senate to pass a foreign aid and border deal Wednesday, describing it as vital for national security. The bill would make it harder for migrants to claim asylum and would provide $118 billion in funding for the border and for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. Former President Donald Trump and the hard right in the House oppose any deal with Democrats, and Speaker Mike Johnson says the legislation is dead if it could even pass the Senate. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans have repeatedly demanded it and now have to support it.
This is a humanitarian and security crisis of historic proportions. And Senate Republicans have insisted, not just for months, but for years, that this urgent crisis demanded action.
After a trip to the Texas border, Utah Governor Spencer Cox joined 14 other Republican governors in calling on the president and federal government to do more to deter illegal crossings.
We're talking about 3.2 million people in just the last calendar year. And to put that into perspective, there are 3.4 million people in the state of Utah right now. So an equivalent to our number of people. And those are the people that we know about.
After not having participated in any of the primary debates, Trump, the Republican frontrunner, says he's eager to debate President Joe Biden in Nevada Monday. Ahead of the primary there, Biden made what could be read as a dismissive backhand reference to Trump's extensive legal troubles.
Will you debate him?
If I were him, I'd want to debate him too. You got nothing else to do.
A new CNN poll finds a majority of Americans want a verdict before the election on the federal charges that Trump tried to overturn the 2020 election. Trump has done his best to delay trials in all 91 of the criminal charges pending against him, and many expect him to pardon himself if he wins re-election. Election officials, especially out west, are under intense partisan pressure, and many are quitting. Patty Hansen, the recorder for Coconino County in northern Arizona, says federal lawmakers need to be better funding election administration and security.
Some jurisdictions are wealthier than others and have a better tax base. And I do think it's something the federal government should be looking at for providing the necessary funds.
7 out of 10 Americans believe the federal government should be just as, if not more, responsible for election funding than local municipalities and states. Some experts are pointing to social media algorithms as radicalizing users and increasing extremism. Michael Chertoff with the National Council on Election Integrity says better protecting data privacy can make the algorithms less destructive without infringing on free speech.
I do think we could regulate access to data, uses of data, and the application of algorithms to that data without offending the First Amendment.
I'm Alex Gonzalez for Pacific Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.